This is program number LW2564. Well, you know, if there's one thing that we people have in common, it's our imaginations. Some of us have bigger imaginations than others of us do. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about a man named George Knox. For 20 years, they say, there wasn't anything that George Knox couldn't do. George Knox was a lumberjack up in the state of Maine. The story is that George didn't like to work, though, so he sold his soul to the devil for 20 years. But during those years, they say, there wasn't anything that he couldn't do. It was a little peculiar, though. Most of his amazing feats were done when no one was looking. Why? No one knew. Somebody would say something needed moving or clearing or something, and he'd just say, all right, but they'd have to go away. They couldn't watch him do it. Come back tomorrow, he'd say, and it'll be done. And it was. Like the time the boss of George's lumber camp was complaining out loud that he needed a road cut through the woods to carry out some logs. But it was going to take a long time and lots of money. Well, George asked him how much it would cost. And when the boss told him, George said, would you be willing to pay me the money if I put the road down in a couple of days? Well, the boss laughed, knowing it was impossible. And jokingly, he said, sure. Well, Sunday morning, George got up and ate a good breakfast and struck out. He put the road down across there the way it would have taken a dozen men 3 or 4 days to do it. Monday, though, the boss went out and he couldn't believe his eyes. Not only were all the trees down out of the road, but they were trimmed and ready for the mill. All the rocks were gone. The road was as smooth as glass. You see, there wasn't anything George couldn't do. Some say George could just look at something and it would get out of his way. But he could also carry something if he wanted to, like the new cook stove he hauled into camp one time. Now, two men couldn't move that stove across the room. But one time, George, just as a favor to the cook, went into town without a horse or a wagon or anything. And he put that stove on his back and had it in the cookhouse and in business by nightfall. There wasn't anything that George Knox couldn't do. George always had money when he needed it, too. Somehow it would just appear as under his dinner plate when he went into a restaurant. When he wanted a drink, he would take a jug up a tree, peel back some bark, and pretty as could be, that jug would fill up with whiskey. Well, I could go on and tell you more stories about George Knox. Those stories about this fictitious character, that's what he was, he wasn't real, were stories that the lumberjacks made up around the turn of the century. And that's why I mentioned in the beginning today that if there's one thing we people have in common, it's our imaginations. Some of us have bigger imaginations than others of us do. You know, we can dream up some pretty fantastic tales and pin them onto certain characters. But you know, believe it or not, the Bible says there are some things about God that we don't have to dream up, that are more fantastic, in fact, than anything we could dream up. And what He is fact, not fiction. For example, the Bible says, now this is staggering, God is everywhere, and He is everywhere at the same time. George Knox couldn't do that, and they said he could do anything. God, though, is everywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. In fact, in the Bible, it's God who says, I fill heaven and earth. Think about that one today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Old George Knox couldn't do everything. I don't care what they say. He couldn't be everywhere at the same time. Only God can do that. And you know something? I'm glad. You know why? Because just as God is with you right now, God is also here with me. And He's out there, too, running the universes. Now, I tell you, that's good news. Can you imagine a world without God? I have a Bible study course that talks more about God. It's a study of just the Bible. It's yours free. If you'll write me for it, in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.